We will be reading selected excerpts from on the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. Right now we are in excerpt number 25. This is from Baal HaSulam's article, The Peace. So excerpt number 25. When all the work of bestowal upon others is based solely on the benefit of society, it is a rickety foundation. For who or what would obligate the individual to toil for society from a dry life?
We've seen in our history, also in Russia, also North Korea, North Vietnam, all kinds of China, Eastern Europe. We saw how they wanted to build all kinds of systems or relationships between people that will be in order to bestow socialists, and how it never succeeded. Also in countries that used to be capitalist and kind of flipped over, or the United States in somewhat, you see they want to reach some kind of a unique social level, but it never works because we don't have a foundation to determine what equality is between everybody. We learn about equality, how to measure it, how to determine it, how to give everyone, after we build it, a satisfaction that they won't want to throw off the balance of the equality. So it's a very big problem in the human society. So we're not speaking even about spiritual attainment, but just how to take a corporeal person in this world and build such a system between everybody that everyone will be satisfied, and it can be equally between everybody, without oppressing one another, but with our egoistic will to receive. Well, each one feels special and unique, and he wants to control everybody. So how can it be that we'll agree and understand and determine a form of equality between everybody? It's supposedly impossible. So what does he say?
From a dry lifeless principle, one can never hope to derive motive power for movement, even in developed individuals, much less for undeveloped people. Thus, the question is, where would the worker or the farmer find sufficient motive power to work? For his daily bread will not increase or decrease by his efforts, and there are no goals or rewards before him.
So if we reach a state that each one will receive equally towards the others, by this we take out of a person all of the motive, all of the reason to work, to be excellent in something, to reach something, but whatever I'll have, I'll just have it, because as well to receive things, what, I'll get it anyway. Why should I give any exertion or anything? And by this, we just finish off our society. We saw it in Russia, Eastern Europe, North Korea, and more places. That's why we have no choice but to stop trying with our own forces, that our corporeal reality in this world, to try and build a society that we will be social and cooperative, and that each one will give everything he can for society and only use what he needs equally with everyone. That can't be, there's no chance for that to succeed and exist. PT3 doesn't agree.
Hello. פיתי שלוש.
שומעים. אני כן מסכים מצד אחד, זה אין דבר.
Yeah, I agree on the one hand, there's nothing clearer than this. On the other hand, we see how entire nations are confused with that to this day, and they believe that they can carry out this socialistic idea on their own. There's like this deafness.
It's not deafness, because the goal is nice and good and correct, and we understand it in our mind that that should be, that everybody should be equal, and everybody should receive what they need, and everybody should give what they can to society, and by that, everything will be peaceful. This final condition state is clear, but what does he write here? That we don't have the forces in our mind, in our world, in our nature, a way to keep it, to have it exist, because our will to receive is the foundation of our nature. That's why we will never be able to implement it.
No.
ופה גם מגיעה מצד שני השאלה, זאת אומרת, איך זה ש...
This is where the other side of the question comes, which is how did the Creator take this hidden principle from them, that it needs to be for the Creator, and only that disappears from them, and because of that, everything is ruined. Everything's okay, besides one hidden principle, so the Creator kind of needs to help here, because they're going for a good goal, so to speak. Why doesn't nature help here?
Mister, that's the whole point. If it's not for the Creator, not just to be idealists, not just to be religious or fanatics, or if you don't work in faith above reason, you cannot keep this spiritual law. You can't. Only under the condition that you're doing this action yourself, or under the condition that you are integrating with people who are doing it and annulling towards them. One of the two.
But why this absurd situation where the Creator pushes away those who aim for equality and things, values that are similar to Him, so to speak? So now no one believes anything that has to do with these goals and these values.
That's in order to recognize the evil, for it really to be in order to bestow, otherwise it can't happen. It can't. Humanity had to go through all these states. As a student, I used to live in Leningrad, where the revolution took place. I lived, there was an old Jewish woman, I was renting a place from her, and she was one of those that organized that revolution. So she used to tell me with like burning eyes how she was already like 90, and she was all, how we did it, how we worked for it, and what didn't we do. And she used to say how she used to give out bread, you know, little rolls to every soldier who used to go on the train in order to go to the war. She stood in the train station and she used to help. And she said, from morning to night, I was out there giving out those bread rolls to each and every one. She said, I didn't even have a thought that I can take one and eat it, even though I gave it out to everybody without any calculation. But for me to take it for myself, I was trembling from hunger and I was freezing, but no, nothing. People were devoted. That's in order for us to understand that if it's not for the Creator, but who is the Creator? The Creator is pure bestowal. not from the human ego, not from his desire, not from him convincing himself, and according to his desire, he wants to do it. But it has to be above his degree, above his desire, in faith, above reason. It has to take place. That's the difference. Here is a principle that if you don't do this above your nature, above the towards the Creator's nature, so it won't be a pure action. It won't succeed. Oh, so how could she give out those bread rolls? From she was convinced that it's good and nice and it's worth it, and it's so she was so convinced that she didn't take anything for herself. Just like that. And I remember her that she used to tell me the story how her face lit up and her eyes were just shining, and like she felt she was like a young girl again giving out that bread. So it can't take place from our ego, from our nature, but even though our ego above it, only in such a way, because then you're really doing a correct action of bestowal. Only then you understand the Creator, that He's in such a will to bestow. Because we think, oh yeah, the Creator is the will to bestow, so it's the will to bestow, whatever. For me, in order to get there, I have to overcome my will to receive, and then I raise myself to the will to bestow. No. Then you understand in what form He's in, and then you can't do it otherwise, but only to build the will to receive and disconnect from it, above it, and then you can reach. Specifically then, when you have those two desires, one and two, and you raise one towards the other, then you can truly reach the understanding what it is to be in that special nature that you are free. You are not connected to anything. You are truly in that vacant space. I don't know how to say it. We need to get there and understand it. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. About the matter of equality, all the wars that existed in the world were about equality and justice, and all the wars between the genders are about equality. But when we actually want to talk about what makes us equal, everyone starts getting confused. How do you demonstrate equality? What does it mean to be equal?
We can determine equality between us, but only if each one is in the full measure of bestowal, then as much as he gives, and each one according to his own abilities, that's called equality. I give 10 kilos of an effort, you give 100 kilos of an effort, but we are equal because I gave everything I could and you gave everything you could. And then we don't have a complaint towards one another because we didn't create ourselves in such a way. Okay. PT 25.
Continue the scrutiny. It turns out that success can only come if the person or society doesn't want to be socialistic in their desire, but they force themselves, and because of this ideal, and only then did they reach this overcoming. That's one of the conditions?
That's one of the conditions, you're right. That's why from the capitalism, egoism, from all these tendencies, we need to reach recognition of evil. and through the recognition of evil to the true socialism.
Another issue, it seems like it's the same process we need to come from in terms of from lolishma to lishma. Looks like everything we've done was lolishma, but it also influences our work. What's the factor here that will ultimately transition from lolishma to lishma? We have to start with lolishma, as we learned. That's what they did, but how were they supposed to move to the next stage?
To go to the next stage, they have to connect to those people that were in Lishma and to try as much as possible to serve them, to help them, to be with them, to connect to them, to support them. That's called to take them on their shoulders and climb the mountain of bestowal, the ladder of degrees. That's called the mountain of the Creator. And in that way, everyone will be corrected.
Africa.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. Rav, you said that we lack a common foundation for the whole world in order for us to discover this equality. We want to ask that, what's the best way to depict this level of foundation for the world to understand what we need in order to reach the degree of love of others?
The more possible to reach faith above reason. Then we'll understand what the Creator is asking of us. What form of bestowal He wants people to have. And then around that same group that reaches in order to bestow to the complete bestowal, the whole world can connect to that. New York 1.
Доброе утро, мировой кли, добрый. Доброе утро, Рав. Я хочу поделиться одной историей.
Good morning, World Clay. Good morning, Rav.
Вопрос.
Question.
The question.
Дорогой, у нас нет времени. Все, задавай вопрос. Или если нет.
I have a question about a specific story.
Николаев.
Нового поколения будет в итоге лишма работать. А в чем отличие?
In the last generation, we will work according to Lishma. What's the difference between that and the lady that handed out bread, like you said?
It was built on her ego. That's why all those actions later on became the complete egoist actions. And terror started, terrorism, and people went hungry and the communists. There was no such thing in any country what they did. Till this day, we still feel it and we can't get out of it.
Лишма это какое-то гарантированное без плохих последствий состояние.
Нахон.
И прям вот все 100% общества.
So лишма is some state that is promised without any bad implications. Only society has to come to that, and then there will be final correction.
Society has to see an ideal in a group working in such a way in order to bestow, and it truly is in order to bestow, and that group has to scatter and disseminate everything around her correctly, and then it'll happen.
PT9.
Shalom Rav. In our Latin countries, there seems to be a soft spot for socialism and communism, and many friends support these movements that are rising in our regions. Should we do, as BB, efforts to try to clarify this for our Latin friends, or, I mean, like, not realizing that these movements lack recognition of evil and so forth, or should we just let this happen by itself?
No.
Let it happen on its own. We shouldn't talk about it because we can criticize all these things gradually. from what we will do, will learn and do it, and they'll understand that all those movements are egoistic in their foundations. It's hard, but they'll understand it later on. Don't try and speed it up or tell them anything. Bulgaria.
Доброе утро. Я опять вот этот пример, который вы дали.
Good morning, Rob.
Булочки, которые она раздавала. Как мы?
Once again, I want to relate to that example of the woman. And how can we explain to people that our ideas are different than communists' ideas? And with regards to the Congress and the topic of faith above reason, how can we explain this to people? We ourselves can't understand what that is, bestowal, true bestowal. How would you explain that to people?
First of all, we don't need to explain to people what faith above reason is. We shouldn't. We're not allowed to. They won't understand it, and they'll think we're not normal. We're not realistic. We're not standing on the ground. On the contrary, we need to speak about the will to receive, that we do understand that our matter is the will to receive, and that we have a method how to organize our life correctly and equally for people that are in the will to receive and above the will to receive, that they can rise. But actually, we're not speaking about faith above reason with any stranger, only within us, only those who are studying these lessons with us every morning. Only between us we can talk about this. If you speak about this with strangers, you will ruin them. They will think you're insane. That's why we're not allowed to do it. Our dissemination has to be only that we're drawing people to bestow, to love, to connection, and to know what spirituality is, what a spiritual system is, but not faith above reason. It's a technique. It's a practical technique that we cannot reveal. Not that we don't want to. We can't. We can't reveal it to people that aren't with us in our study group.
What?
How do you explain then the difference between what we explain about bestowal and communist ideas? Then how do you separate the difference? How do you differentiate between communist ideas and our ideas?
I think that even that isn't even worth it. What we usually explain in dissemination, I don't have time to start with this now, but let's have another lesson about that. What it means, what we're disseminating, what connection between us is, bestowing a man to the friends. All in all, we're speaking about connection. That's what the world is lacking, because the whole world is being revealed as an integral world, except for humans. That's why we're in such a collision with nature, the still vegetative and animate, and also an inner collision between us, and that's a problem. That is the problem. And that's what we have to explain. Well, we'll talk about it, not today, but I'll let Czechoslovakia.
Thank you, Raf. We've been wondering what name we can give this method. And there are two options. Integral education, which seems like we're trying to teach people something they don't know before. Or integral communication, which seems a little bit mostly understandable for most people, like communication skills, and we call it integral communication. What do you suggest, sir? Thank you.
Tikshorat integralit bintayim yoter tov.
integral communication sounds good. If you use that, that'll be better. That's it. Info. Please.
Before we hear the updates, we'll start with the young people's convention. Chris, go ahead.
Hello, friends. What a privilege to invite you to the Young Congress. This Shabbat
at 7
p.m. Israel time, we need you, we're inviting you, we together will go to the next stage and draw the whole world to connection. L'chaim. Yes, friends, we're waiting for you tomorrow. Connection games, we'll build the next young degree together.
And today we would like to invite you on our Yeshivat Haverim, which will start at 19:30 Israeli time. This time the gathering will be a special one because two groups, the group from Georgia and Bulgaria, are preparing it. So we're inviting you and we would like to see everyone there.
And before we conclude with the schedule, a few more announcements. Pay attention that from now on we won't have the evening lessons and the Friday afternoon lessons or noon lessons in order to allow all the people to focus on our dissemination activities. And there is a virtual Congress meeting today after the song, after the lesson summary. Everyone will get this link that you see right now. Everyone's invited to join in, to be, take part in our virtual Congress preparation. So that's right after the song and the lesson summary in the 10. And let's go over the schedule for tomorrow quickly. So first of all, in the morning, we'll have Owen Levy with Rav at 10:30. We have later on in the evening from 7:30 to 8:15, the Gathering of Friends hosted by the European groups. And pay attention, tomorrow we start the lesson at 2:45. Quarter to three lesson preparation, then 3 to 6 lesson. We go then to a break and then lesson preparation at 2:45 to 3, 3 to 4 men's lesson, 4 to 5 women's lesson, and then women world gathering. Let's go on to a song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם היטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió
En Japón y Kazajstán se abren los cielos también. En Moscú y Jerusalén, más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor. Solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.